Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
My next guest is on the line. I'm really excited that she agreed to talk to us. She's Bronwyn Williams. She's a futurist, an economist, and a business trends analyst, and a partner at Flux Trends. Bronwyn, thank you for talking to us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
So the reason for wanting to chat to you was I came across an article from the New York Times this morning, and the headline is the following, Bronwyn: a Wall Street dressing down, always be casual. And then they go on to say, as workers return to the financial district, long-standing dress codes have been relaxed, and right now, almost anything goes, even jeans. And I thought, okay, let's get a South African perspective on that. And to what extent do you think that COVID will have an effect on how we dress for work going forward?
Yeah, so I think it's interesting to note that Wall Street is finally sort of catching up with what's been going on in many places across the world for quite some time now, that we have seen dress codes in the office place definitely relaxing. This was not a new trend before COVID. What is different this time is that there's been quite a big break with the Wall Street set themselves, who have now also not just lost the ties, which was already quite made news a couple of years ago,
yeah,
but have actually ditched the dress code altogether. I mean, women are even wearing flat shoes to the workplace there. But it does follow a trend we've seen for some time, whereby the richest, most powerful people in the world, who tend to be the leaders of tech companies at the moment, have been notorious for dressing down for some time. And this has been quite a pivot in that over the last sort of 30 years, you've found your younger employees, your less well-off individuals and marketplaces dressing up more, and your more wealthy, more powerful people actually dressing down. So Wall Street is kind of catching up with that trend there. Whereas, you know, if you're not so far up the socioeconomic ladder, you might want to dress to impress or
isn't
to dress above your station.
Fascinating stuff to compensate for your inadequacies. So
yes,
dress up and put on a tie and look like a putz, because maybe you'll impress somebody in, never understood this tie thing in South Africa, by the way. We have 35 degree heat. Why would you close your top button and put on a tie? It never made any sense to me, but
we've always had more casual dress codes here. But it does make sense. In general, the sort of theory of mimesis says that most of us try to imitate people above us on the so-called socioeconomic ladder of life, except for the guys at the top. The people at the very top try to differentiate themselves from all the rest of us.
It's fascinating.
Quite interesting to see these patterns reverse.
And one just thinks about, you know, the fact that it was so difficult. It was so difficult to put dress codes in place for women, taking into account body shapes, taking into account religion, taking into account absolutely everything. But there certainly was something a little bit uniform that possibly, and I'm arguing against myself here, because don't get me wrong, I'm super excited that this is happening out there in the workplace, but wasn't there something that one could almost hide behind the uniform of the expectation of how you should appear in work? And isn't this going to come with its own set of problems now?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we see this with school children too. One of the main reasons why we institute uniforms is not just to sort of breed generations of conformist children who will become good employees and good citizens that listen to their authorities when they grow up. But uniforms are also there to do exactly that, to sort of standardize people in the schooling system or in the office space, and to actually try and reduce the differences between the richest and the poorest people around. If everyone is dressing to the same sort of dress code, everyone comes across as an equal, even though we do know that we all have different degrees of power and wealth in an office space. If we all dressed with the same sort of look, we are able to relate to each other more like equals. And we've seen this with schools where they allow children to not wear a uniform. The differences between socioeconomic status really are amplified. In fact, even in that article that you sent me with what is happening in Wall Street, is that some of those more casual outfits are more obviously expensive items attire than they would be if they were just a plain suit. Because a well-tailored suit doesn't have a label attached to it, does it, right? It's just a suit. Yes, some of them are better cut than others, but some of us are better looking than others naturally too anyway.
Sure.
But when it comes to more casual wear, it tends to be more branded and more obvious where you got each item that you are wearing.
Bronwyn,
so that's quite interesting too.
This article was certainly very much based out of the United States, and it was their take on what's happening in their workplace. Do you reckon that the same forces are at play here in South Africa, or is there something a little bit more colonial about us and a little more formal and a little more British?
Well, again, I'd say South African culture has tended to be more casual. Our office spaces have always been less casual than Wall Street. But again, you will see that more junior employees and perhaps sort of first generation climbing the social ladder tend to dress better than people who have a more secure space in the socioeconomic culture. Again, it speaks to inequality. It speaks to positions of power and privilege. But dress has always been about that. Dress has always been about signaling. But now we signal differently. So now you signal status by being the most casual person in the room rather than signaling wow. status by being the best dressed. Which is an interesting shift.
Yeah, you've totally turned everything on its head. You know, I was thinking and feeling sorry just for a moment for all those men's shirt manufacturers and all the suit manufacturers and whatever the equivalent is for women. I mean, we've all come through it, Bronwyn. We've got the one shirt that sits at the back of the chair that was last ironed probably about 5 months ago that sits there for the quick put on for the minute for the meeting and then comes off again. I mean, our lives have totally changed in terms of dress.
That said, I mean, trends do tend to go full circle again. I think it's also important to point out that in Wall Street, they've had a very good year, financially speaking, over the last 18 months, not due to their own sort of initiative or hard work. The financialized side of the economy, due to everything that's gone on at a global level and the way things just tend to be quite unfair in terms of vicious and virtuous cycles, have meant that they have ended up wealthier than they started out. This is not the case for many of us here in South Africa with our world-leading unemployment rates. And it is also a trend that says that during economic upturns, people tend to dress down, whereas in downturns, people tend to dress up to form sort of self-respect. We do see this. And we can see there's also really? The differences between poor and rich communities. Wow. So a poor community would tend to, and this is a global sort of phenomenon, yeah. would dress up to go to things like church. You know, you put your kids into their Sunday best. Uh-huh. Whereas a more wealthy community would dress ostentatiously casually, which is interesting to see how wealth and status reflect differently when it comes to the things that we dress. So it has been said by people that I definitely do respect that if we want to see Wall Street back in suit and tie and those poor shirt manufacturers back in business, what Wall Street would need to achieve first is a recession. So we do tend to see that turn countercyclically, how well we dress to go to the office space.
You have turned so many preconceived ideas that I had on their head. I love that. Bronwyn Williams, thank you so much for talking to me today. I loved every second.
Thank you very much.